It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, what do chocolate, viruses, and penguins have to do with each other? Not much, but they're part of our monthly roundup of the latest science news with Gemma Tarlak of Discover Magazine. First, new findings from a Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism piece suggest the DNR may be facing pressures to put business and political interests in front of environmental concerns. Former DNR employees told a reporter that permits granted by the DNR were approved even though they failed to follow the agency's own conservation standards. The story centers around a permit granted to the Kohler Company, which has proposed building an 18-hole golf course on land adjacent to the Kohler-Andre State Park. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek is Wisconsin Public Radio's Mike Simonson Memorial Investigative Reporting Fellow and is working in the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism newsroom. Sarah, welcome to Central Time.
Glad to be here.
Well, give us the basics, first of all, about this plan for the Kohler Company to build this golf course on a site next to Kohler-Andre State Park.
Well, the Kohler Company is known for its bathroom fixtures and resorts and golf courses. And it has a piece of land, about 247 acres next to the state park that it owns. The company originally donated part of the state parkland in the 1930s, which is why it bears the Kohler name as well. Kohler wants to build an 18-hole public golf course on the shore of Lake Michigan on its land next to the state park.
And talk about the environmental concerns that people have raised along the way here.
Well, this property that Kohler owns has some of the rarest wetlands and dune formations in the state, and former DNR scientists who surveyed the property say that it's globally rare because some of these dune formations only exist in the Great Lakes region. They are host to some endangered species of plants and insects. The trees on the land, about half of which are slated to be removed for the golf course, house migrating birds on their ways across the Great Lakes. So environmental advocates and some former DNR staffers are concerned that the plan might inadvertently destroy some of these rare dunes, even if the company itself isn't going to touch them. Secondary impacts from fertilizer and runoff and nutrients entering those fragile ecosystems could still destroy these rare wetlands and dunes.
Right. So there's concern for the land itself that Kohler owns and wants to build on. Is there also concern that there would be, as you're just saying, that secondary impact on ecosystems within Kohler-Andre State Park itself, even though it wouldn't be built directly on? Is there a worry that there'd be a spillover effect?
Yes, there is. The property that Kohler owns has more pristine ecological systems than currently exist on the state park partly because of the human use of that park. And what remains in the Kohler-Andre State Park could potentially be affected by what happens on the Kohler property. At least that's the concern of some former DNR staffers and environmental advocates who have spoken up about this.
Now let's talk about those retired DNR officials that you talked to. What did they say about their review of this plan and what they heard from higher-ups in state government?
I spoke with Pat Truckle, who is a former wetland ecologist for the department, as well as other former department staffers, some of whom are in the story that we wrote, and several of whom did not want to be in the story, named in the story. But overall, what they said was that they are concerned that this permit does not meet the state standards for protecting rare wetlands, and that staff were pressured to approve the permit regardless of that.
And did I read it right? In one case, one of the approvals was made before an actual plan was submitted?
Well, it's unusual. What happened that these former staff say is unusual is that an environmental impact statement was done before a project application was submitted. And the statement was done by the department, which is not how it normally works. Normally, the applicant prepares the information for the statement and submits an application so that the department knows the details of the project that it is reviewing.
Talking to Sarah Weitz-Kotecheck, Wisconsin Public Radio's Mike Simonson Memorial Investigative Reporting Fellow, working with the Wisconsin Center for Investigative Journalism, looking at this effort by the Kohler Company to build a new golf course on land adjacent to Kohler-Andre State Park. Sarah, you talk about what the Kohler Company itself has said about this development and environmental concerns. What is their argument?
Well, the Kohler Company, although they did not they were not available for an interview for this story, gave us a statement and said that they are very conscientious about the environment and that they plan to avoid destruction to the rare wetlands. For the wetlands they are going to destroy as part of this, they will pursue wetland mitigation, which is a way to finance the creation and restoration of wetlands elsewhere. And they say that they plan to plant native species and avoid chemicals that would be destructive to the dunes and the ecosystem that's there.
You also talked to local residents in the area that would be affected. What was the range of things you heard from people who actually live and work in the area?
Well, we did sort of man-on-the-street interviews and ended up speaking with a landscaper who works for Kohler, who is all for this. He's helped construct their golf courses in the past and says, you know, what's the holdup? This is great for the regional economy. The company had a contractor do an estimate that they said that this would bring $21 million into the region annually and create hundreds of permanent jobs. Other residents, activists who have been involved in organizing and suing against the permit in this project, as well as the swap of some parkland for Kohler land to build a road and a clubhouse and a maintenance building, say that they're very concerned about the environmental potential damage, as well as some of the archaeological significance of this land, because there's over 25,000 historic and prehistoric artifacts that were discovered on the property, as well as a Native American burial mound. Kohler has said that they won't touch this burial mound and that it will be protected. So there's a range of reaction and perspectives on this issue, and it has stirred some local controversy. The golf course property was in the town of Wilson, and because residents there expressed some concerns about the project, the company worked with Sheboygan to annex the property, and then Wilson sued Sheboygan and lost. So this has, you know, there have been people with strong feelings on both sides of this issue locally.
On the wider issue of political influence in the DNR, when you talk to retired DNR officials, did they say this was a one-off case, or did they have concerns about a change in the way the DNR worked more generally?
I think that the retired DNR staff that I spoke with felt that this was a part of a somewhat recent shift in DNR, starting with the Meteor Timber case, where a timber company applied for a wetland permit to destroy wetlands to build a frack sand mine. And there were some very similar concerns. Pat Truckle herself was involved in the permit evaluation process for that and testified in a case that where an administrative law judge ruled against that permit. The DNR secretary has opted to review the judge's ruling, which is also a somewhat unprecedented move. So this is a part of, this is a pattern, perhaps the second instance of a pattern where DNR staff say they were pressured to approve permits that did not meet the standard of the law for wetland protection.
We'll leave it there for now. Sarah, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Sarah Weitz-Kotecheck, Wisconsin Public Radio's Mike Simonson Memorial Investigative Reporting Fellow. She joined us to talk about her piece about the Wisconsin DNR facing pressure to approve permits. You can read more at wisconsinwatch.org.